When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21 with the trial chambers, the wind, the breeze, the thing, the wind thing, the wind charge, and all of those other fun and amazing features, or these are updates that we want to see come to the game one day, theories about the future of the development of Minecraft. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. And if you find yourself really enjoying the podcast, consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you are currently listening to it on. And if you really, really enjoy listening to the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend who might also enjoy it. Maybe you have a friend and y'all like to discuss ideas for Minecraft updates. That would be the perfect friend to share this podcast with. Well, guys, let's get things started off here with the Q&A segment. The Q&A segment is when I turn the spotlight on you guys, the audience, and feature your thoughts and opinions on all things Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what are your opinions on the new wolf variants that they have unveiled for Minecraft? These are features that are coming in 1.21, perhaps even earlier, if I'm to believe the speculation. And these are something that a lot of people around the community have wanted for a very long time. So I wanted to see how you guys felt about all of this. James J. says, finally, I have been waiting for biome-specific breeds for wolves for ages, ever since cats got an update. I am so happy. Me too. And I like that this is something that is biome related. Again, that's the obvious thing, but I had seen suggestions in the past that said, hey, maybe it could be more like cats, where you go into a village and you actually find dogs with actual dog breeds as opposed to other wolves. And I thought that would have been okay, but it makes much more sense for some reason to me that these would be wolf variants and not dogs. Now, RIP to the ocelots, while they still exist in the game, they are kind of irrelevant. Nobody really cares about the ocelots anymore because they don't turn into cats upon being tamed. But I do like that they preserved the wolf status of this mob. Zachariah says, I am so glad that wolves are getting more attention now. Cats have had everything for years, including variants, the ability to scare off some mobs, and more. Now dogs finally get some love from Mojang. And yeah, I would say that that's putting it lightly, because cats have a lot going on for them. But dogs, I mean, in my opinion, this update is now the wolf update. The wolves are finally getting a much-needed overhaul, and I love to see it. I absolutely love to see it. CatPython16 says, okay, now that dogs are so good, please make cats not only just cute. Now, here's somebody who might disagree with me in saying that the cats have a lot going for them. And maybe, you know, maybe cats need a few more tweaks, but I think right now cats are pretty decent. I think we just don't know how to use them very well. The legender says, I mean, they're great and all, but I feel like it really doesn't matter unless they have different non-cosmetics traits. And there's a good point. I've seen a lot of people out there calling for the different breeds to have different functionality. And I don't hate that idea. I just think that, you know, that might be a little difficult for Mojang to do. And also, it might be difficult to come up with some worthwhile functionalities that make it make a difference at all. So, if anyone can come up with different functionalities for the different breeds, I'm all ears, honestly. The Arch Villager says, I'm happy to have them, but they are more like skins than breeds. What if they could have different stats? For example, a Mesa Wolf could lose 50% less health points from fire damage. Now, there's an interesting idea. Maybe they have different stats depending on what breed they are. Maybe the Snowy Wolf doesn't take freezing damage, that kind of thing. I could see that happening. But again, there's 8 different breeds, so you would have to come up with 8 different unique things that these wolves could bring to the table. Energy Turtle says, I think they're great. It adds more variety to the game, and it adds a new challenge for in-game players to find all types of wolves. And that's something, too, that I've seen a lot of people talk about is the collectivity of these different wolf breeds. And for the people in the game who want to get one of everything, here's a perfect opportunity and challenge for you. Godcat said, amazing. Possibly they add crossbreeds next. Now, there's an interesting idea for crossbreeds. I could see that happening. And I feel like that would be really, really cool. They would have to do something similar for the wolves as they have for the horses, honestly. And I think that would be kind of great. And finally, Quacky says, I love wolves, but I think the default should be more rare. Interesting point. I do think that the nostalgia there for the default wolf will always be there. It will not be the most common one that we find, but I do think that we'll be able to find it more often than you might think, because I believe that the pale wolf, as it's called now, spawns in the old pine growth forests. Or the old taiga growth. I can't remember which one. But those are not super uncommon. And you'll probably find them more common than you think. All right, guys, thank you so much for these thoughts and opinions. And if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can do it on Discord. The link is in the description of this episode, so go check that out. While you're there, make sure you join in on some of those conversations that people are having about Minecraft, about the podcast, and everything in general. But also, there is also the One Block Challenge that I do every week on this podcast that a lot of people like to collaborate on and send in their ideas together. And speaking of the One Block Challenge, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. And pardon me, you know, if the audio just randomly suddenly changed in quality. I am now recording in a different place. I took a break and now I'm recording a different place. So it probably sounds a bit different, but don't mind that. We're going to carry on with the episode. Because this is a Friday episode, this is when I read the winners of this past week's One Block Challenge. Now, this week's One Block Challenge, the theme was transforming. And guys, y'all had a lot of really cool ideas. Again, some very creative thoughts out there. And so without any further ado, we're going to get into it and start from third place and finish on first place. So here in third place, we had Gabty. And Gabty wrote, here is my submission for the Transform One Block Challenge. The block name is the Workshop Block. The recipe, and they had an image attached, is a crafting table in the middle of the grid, any job site block on all 4 sides of the crafting table in the grid, redstone torch on top of the 2 corners of the grid, smooth stone slab on bottom 2 corners of the grid. What it does is when it's interacted with, it allows a player to cycle through the 4 different job site blocks, as well as the crafting table, and use each of them in the same block. What it looks like. Upon first creating it, the top of the block mirrors the top face of the crafting table. The other sides mirror one side of each of the 4 job site blocks used. There is a slight red hue at the top corners, similar to a trapped chest from the redstone. How it transforms. The last job site block that is interacted with by a player is what the texture updates to until interacted with again. The red hue at the corners indicates that it is a workshop block and not a standard job site block. Other information, villagers will not pair with this block, allowing players to have job site blocks within the immediate vicinity of villagers that don't impact professions. Also, a player could craft the workshop using 4 barrels that would allow 2 double chests worth of storage in a 1 block space. Very interesting idea, and I think that this is a very good utilitarian block. It is very interesting. I wonder, again, some of these job site blocks don't have functionality, such as the fletching table. So would the fletching table be included in this? And also the anvil. The anvil, it has a completely different model. Similar to the stone cutter as well, the stone cutter and the anvil having a completely different model. And I'm thinking also of the brewing stand. Is the brewing stand a part of this? And also, not just the brewing stand, the furnace, the blast furnace, the smoker, are those included? So I would like to hear, like, what defines a job site block. Barrels, as well, are occupation blocks. And bookshelves are occupation blocks for villagers, or at least bookshelves are interacted with by librarian villagers, even if they aren't technically the block that they connect with to become a librarian. So there's a lot of questions that I would have about this, but the basic idea, I think, is a very, very good one. Basically, a quick way to combine all of these utilitarian blocks into one block and shuffle through them as you need them, so you don't have to have an anvil, a crafting table, a smithing table, and all the other things scattered around. You just have one block that does the job of all of them. And it doesn't make the other blocks irrelevant anymore, because you still need those, one for decoration, but also for your villagers. So I think that there is a place for something like this in Minecraft. I do think that it would have to be a fairly narrow use, because you don't want it to be too powerful, but just powerful enough to be something that takes something that usually is inconvenient and makes it into no issue. So I do think it solves a problem. It just doesn't need to be too powerful. And I like that it transforms as well. I think that that's a good thing. Again, very much on theme. And yeah, so Gabdi, thank you so much for this idea, and congratulations on coming in third place. And now we move on to second place, and in second place we have Miles. And Miles wrote, "Dear Rebel JC, I'm writing to share my idea for this week's one block challenge. My idea is the forge. This would be a new interface for the player that would allow the making of custom weapons. When interacting with the forge, it would bring up a pixel art type interface that would allow you to modify your weapon's appearance. This would not affect your weapon's stats. To get pixels to customize your weapon, you would need to put the material you want to use and take it apart to get the desired pixels from it to add to your weapon. This would allow even more customization for the player's items in a non-combat affecting way. Hope you like my idea. Miles accidentally impaled himself after making his sword 2 blocks long." Oh, that is a cool idea. And look, if we're not going to get trims for weapons and tools, then this is something that I would like to see. Honestly, this is something that I've wanted to see come to weapon customization for a long time. There is another game out there that is no longer in development, but has a lot of similarities to Minecraft, and it's called Cube World. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Cube World, but for a while there was a lot of hype around it because it was an interesting game. Unfortunately, it is no longer under development. The people who created it decided that they were not going to finish the game, so it's not a complete game. There's a lot that is wrong with it, but one thing that it did have was this kind of weapon customization. Because it was a voxel-based game, you were able to take your weapon into some sort of interface and take it apart pixel by pixel and put it back together a different way. And I always thought that that was such a cool way to change the appearance of your weapon. Now, I think in Minecraft, it might be different because of the way models work. I don't know exactly how this could be coded in, but maybe not so much changing the outline or the profile of your weapon or the shape of your weapon, but more changing the texture of it so that you can give your weapon gold accents or maybe lines on it, maybe runes on the blade, things like that that you could do with pixel art within the boundaries of the weapon's model as it is right now. I don't know how much we would be able to actually change the shape and size of the model. And also, I could see some problems with that. People might want to change their sword into something that would be inappropriate for a server full of young children. but then again, you could argue that anybody could build anything they want to out of the blocks. And so why wouldn't they be able to do that with the pixels? So there's an argument on either side of that that I think is valid. But just from a technical standpoint, I think it might be easier to override the texture of an item, like the actual pixels, the pixel art of an item, rather than the profile, the shape and size of it. Again, I don't know how that works, so I might be completely wrong, but either way, I think that this is a great idea and something that definitely fits in with the transform theme. So thank you so much, Miles, for the idea of the Forge. And yeah, congratulations on coming in second place. And now, guys, for the first place, we have Kalos Veta with the idea, the compactor. And they write, my transform submission is the compactor block. You can craft it by putting a blast furnace in the center with four pistons on the sides and four iron ingots in the corners. When you interact with it, it will have a 9 block item slots. Place any type of stone in the middle and surround it with 8 other items. By giving it a redstone pulse, the compactor will transform them into a new building block, the compressed stone. Using the center stone as the base, it would choose a random color from each compressed item's speckling the new block with the random colors. The compressed stone can be used in the stone cutter to make all the different cuts. Now, I think this idea is really, really cool. It does remind me of how we have the pottery, the decorated pots now, with the different textures you can give the different sides. It gives you a degree of customizability, but this goes a step further. The different blocks that you would be able to get out of this one thing are, the list goes on and on. I mean, it would be so many different kinds of blocks. Again, this goes into how Minecraft handles textures and how they would even store that information. But all the technicalities aside, I think that this would be amazing to be able to essentially create custom blocks in vanilla Minecraft that you could build with. Maybe a certain combination of blocks gives you a texture that is just the right texture for the build that you're looking for. And I think that this would unlock such enormous building potential within the game. So I absolutely love this idea. Maybe this could even be a way to cheat in some concrete slabs and stairs without it being technically concrete slabs and stairs, or maybe even dirt slabs. Things like that could potentially be kind of cheated into the game without it actually being added as a vanilla feature. So I really, really like this idea. I think this has enormous potential, and I would love to see this in the game. So thank you so much, Kalos, for this idea, and congratulations on coming in first place. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of this week's One Block Challenge, but don't worry, you can go ahead and get started on next week's One Block Challenge. The theme for next week is horses, so any block that has something to do with horses. Again, all of the details for the One Block Challenge are in the description of this episode if you need the instructions on how to play. And yeah, I can't wait to see your ideas for the horse-themed One Block Challenge. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions, your comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.